This is Radio Nepal. I'm Manjil Ghimiri with 8 a.m. news. The headlines first. 62 days to go for polls. Election Commission invites service providers for delivery of election materials. Government holds positive dialogue with Nagarik Bachao Abhiyan, commits to address demands. Foreign National Management Information System launched to strengthen immigration security and boost tourism. And at least 40 people dead, over 115 injured in fire at Swiss ski resort bar. Now the news in detail. With 62 days remaining until the House of Representatives election scheduled for March 5, the Election Commission has called on eligible service providers to apply for the transportation of essential election materials. According to the Commission, helicopters, trucks, containers and courier services will be used for delivery. Firms operating in these sectors are invited to submit applications after meeting the prescribed criteria. Applicants are required to submit necessary legal, tax and financial documents along with proof of relevant business transactions over recent years. The Commission has stated that service providers must meet minimum financial and operational standards appropriate to their sector. Courier service applicants, in addition, must demonstrate nationwide operational reach by providing details of their offices or representatives across the country along with contact information. The Election Commission has clarified that applications submitted for more than one service category will not be accepted and it retains the right to approve or reject applications at its discretion. Prime Minister Sushila Karki has stressed the importance of preserving culture and heritage and passing traditional knowledge on the future generations. During a meeting with a delegation of the Nepal Magar Association at her official residence in Balwatar, the Prime Minister said safeguarding original cultures, customs and traditions is essential to protecting national and community identity. The delegation led by Association Chairperson Ganendra Pun Magar had met the Prime Minister to extend an invitation to a program to be held on the occasion of Maghe Sankranti. Association office bearers, artists and youth campaigners were also present at the meeting. Minister for Communications and Information Technology Jagadish Kharel has described recent talks between the government and the Nagarik Bachao Abhiyan or Protect Citizen campaign as positive. At a dialogue held yesterday at the office of the Prime Minister and Council of Ministers between Prime Minister Sushila Karki and the campaign's coordinator Durga Prasai, the government expressed its commitment to address the group's demand and to the extent allowed by the constitution and laws. Both sides agreed to work together to maintain peace, stability, development and prosperity in the country. On a different occasion, Minister Kharel highlighted the importance of protecting and promoting national identity. Speaking at the 13th Nepali National Attire Day and International Topi Day organized by the National Heritage Conservation Foundation in the capital, Minister Kharel urged citizens to preserve national symbols, including the flag and the traditional dress, and expressed support for government recognition of national attire. The National Dress Day, observed on January 1st, has grown from youth activism to nationwide participation. The Foreign National Management Information System, or FNMIS, has been launched to strengthen immigration management and enhance the safety and security of foreign nationals visiting Nepal. Speaking at the launch program organized by the Department of Immigration yesterday, Minister for Home Affairs Om Prakash Arial said the immigration government has intensified preparations for the upcoming elections with a focus on good governance, the rule of law and a corruption-free administration, stressing that cooperation from all stakeholders is essential to ensure a free and fair electoral environment. He also expressed confidence that the newly launched system would serve as a milestone in strengthening immigration information management by enhancing travel security, improving information flow, controlling potential crimes and promoting tourism. The commission formed to investigate issues related to September 8 and 9 Gen Z movement has said it will summon former Prime Minister K.P. Sharma Oli for clarification. Responding to media queries, Commission Chair Gauri Bahadur Karki said the preparations are underway to seek Oli's clarification after completing the process with former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Chair Karki added that the three-member commission formed by a cabinet decision on September 21st is working according to plan and aims to submit its report within the extended deadline of January 21st. Meanwhile, the commission has lifted its earlier decision imposing a travel restriction on former Home Minister Ramesh Lekhak. Commission section officer Resham Buddha Chhetri said the restriction which barred Lekhak from travelling abroad or leaving the Kathmandu Valley without commission approval was withdrawn following a commission meeting yesterday. Lekhak had already recorded his statement with the commission in connection with the Gen Z movement. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov has congratulated Foreign Minister Balananda Sharma on his recent appointment. According to the Russian embassy in Kathmandu, in his message, Lavrov described relations between Nepal and Russia as traditionally friendly and constructive and expressed his readiness to work together to further strengthen bilateral cooperation for the benefit of both nations. Nepal Rashtra Bank's Financial Information Unit has released a strategic analysis report on virtual assets for 2025, highlighting potential risks associated with their misuse. The report notes that virtual assets, though legally banned in Nepal, have been linked to criminal activities such as money laundering, online fraud, online gambling, secretive businesses, and the use of intermediaries for illicit transactions. The report urges stakeholders to adopt appropriate measures to mitigate these risks and recommends strengthened regulatory, supervisory and legal enforcement to curb crimes associated with virtual assets. The Rasuagari checkpoint along the Nepal-China border has fully resumed operations from yesterday after remaining closed for months due to flood damage. According to Chief District Officer of Rasuwa, Rajesh Panthi, movement had come to a complete halt after July floods that swept away the Miteri Bridge over the Bhotekoshi River. Operations resumed after the construction of a Bailey Bridge by the Chinese government, allowing vehicular movement to restart across the border. The Rasuagari Customs Office said the prolonged closure of the checkpoint had resulted in losses of more than 22 billion rupees from imports compared to the previous fiscal year. Meanwhile, border security forces from Nepal and China have carried out a joint inspection of boundary pillars at the Kimathanka checkpoint in Bhotkola Rural Municipality 1 of Songkhua Sabha District. Deputy Superintendent of Police Baburam Paudil of the Armed Police Force said the joint team inspected several boundary pillars, reviewed the condition of the border area and assessed nearby settlements and markers. The National Human Rights Commission has urged the government to safeguard the lives of Dr. Nicholas Bhusal and Harish Bhatta, who have been on a hunger strike in Kathmandu for the past 10 days. The commission expressed concern over the health of both individuals and called for prompt government action and provisions of adequate medical care. In response, the government has formed a panel to hold talks with Dr. Bhusal. Following health complications, Dr. Bhusal has been receiving treatment at Bir Hospital since Wednesday. This news comes to you from Radio Nepal. Now on to an international news update. At least 40 people are reported dead and over 115 others injured after a fire broke out at the Le Constellation Bar during New Year celebrations in the Swiss ski resort of Crans-Montana. As reported by the BBC, many of the injured are in critical condition with severe burns, and victims include citizens from several countries including Italy and France. The blaze erupted around 1:30 a.m., spreading rapidly through the crowded bar. While the exact cause remains under investigation, authorities have ruled out an attack. Swiss authorities described the incident as one of the worst tragedies in the country's history, with most of the victims being young people. Now the general weather forecast for the country for today. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast that the weather is likely to remain generally cloudy in the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country and is likely to remain partly cloudy in the rest of the country today. There is a possibility of light rain at one or two places of the hilly regions of Kosi and Gandaki province and light snowfall at a few places over the high hilly and mountainous regions of the country. Furthermore, the division has forecast that the fog mist will prevail at many places over the Terai region today as well. The division has also stated that there is an influence of westerly winds across the country at present, and the temperatures in Kathmandu Valley are likely to range from a minimum of 5 to 7 degrees Celsius with daytime highs between 15 and 17 degrees Celsius. That wraps up our news bulletin for this hour. But before we go, here is a quick recap of the headlines. 62 days to go for polls. Election Commission invites service providers for delivery of election materials. Government holds positive dialogue with Nagarik Bachao Abhiyan, commits to address demands. Foreign National Management Information System launched to strengthen immigration security and boost tourism. And at least 40 people dead, over 115 injured in fire at Swiss ski resort bar. That's all for this hour. Our next bulletin in English will be at 2 p.m. You can also catch us on air and online at RadioNepalOnline.com, our mobile app, and listen to our bulletins anytime at your convenience. For more news and updates, stay tuned. Have a good day.